This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Organizers of the Day Without Latinos actions last week say they hope the message of the march and rally extend well into the future.
In addition to calling attention to the role Latinos play in the local economy and the community at large, last week's events also sought to rally opposition to a federal rule known as 287G, which would allow sheriff's deputies to serve as de facto immigration agents.
Lake Effect's Claudia Delgadillo was at the rally and prepared this report.
Thousands of people gathered in Waukesha last week to march for Latino and immigrant rights. May 1st, also known as May Day, is celebrated to honor workers in many countries, and Sloan Butler marched to support Latino workers that contribute to her own community.
It's basic human rights, like regardless of your skin color, regardless of your heritage, regardless of where you come from, like what immigrants do for our country, like they do thankless jobs every day.
Waukesha teacher Greta Voigt says her Latino students seem worried when they come to school.
I know that the topic of immigration and the fear that's created by some of the more recent immigration policies is creating a ton of fear and anxiety with my students. And I want to make sure that we are working together to support our students and make sure that everyone feels safe.
Juan Corona, a teacher in Milwaukee, says he marched to set an example for his students.
What this does is it shows them representation, it shows them advocacy, is what we're trying to do for them as well. I mean, if the students are going to continue thinking that what's going on with the presidency, what's going on with these type of laws, it gives them the idea that they're powerless, they can't do anything, they're in a situation that they can't get out of. But what this does, what this march shows them is that there's advocacy. You can represent yourself and you can get something done with people who think the same.
Young students, like Gabriela Castro, had a big presence in the march. Gabriela is a junior at Pius High School in Milwaukee and said that the increased attention to immigration laws has impacted her family.
Well, definitely. Like, my dad, like, he's afraid to even go driving to work sometimes, and it's a legitimate fear. We can't say it's, like, not backed up because we've had raids near our home. It's fearful. You don't know when your parents are going to be there and when they're not.
The 287G program is designed to enforce immigration laws in the county jails. But Omar Carmona, who is originally from Mexico, says if this program isn't stopped, it will set a path for future immigration laws.
De hecho, este programa para ellos sería algo como el inicio para implementar más leyes.
This program for them would be the start to implement more laws, he says. So if we can stop this, we can stop them from making more laws. If this law goes into effect in Waukesha, it will create a snowball effect. And then one more passes, and one more. And then there will be many laws against the Hispanic community. We have to unite and stop all of this so they don't make another law and they can let us work in peace and be part of the community. We hope that everything turns out good so that I can have the opportunity to stay here because the situation in Mexico is difficult. And above all, for my children, because the love for them is big and it's difficult to be separated from them. According to Sheriff Eric Severson, deputies will start immigration and customs enforcement training next month, but it will not affect their patrol operations. For WUWM, I'm Claudia Delgadillo.
You can find more coverage of immigration issues at WUWM.com.